Do you develop lots of links with companies at the cutting edge of finance and business in Scotland and overseas?
Yes, that's one of the things that is driving us at the moment. Historically, that was not something that universities did and didn't do particularly well. But that is now changing. We are seeking to develop links both internationally and locally with companies and to engage with companies in a way that benefits the company but also benefits the staff and the students within the university.
You're obviously producing well-rounded graduates, students who are sought after by employers.
Yes, I mean, we deliberately seek to ensure that the students that we engage with have a whole range of skills which make them employable at the point of graduation. And I have to say that our employment record is very, very good. Our graduates are testament to the fact that we do that reasonably well, in that a very high proportion of them are successful in achieving employment.
We're talking about Chinese students coming to Glasgow and getting the benefits of the education at GU. Assume that you're teaching about China, what's going on here, and also about doing business and the regional variations that are in China.
We appreciate that. China's a very huge, complex economy. There are big differences across areas of China. We are fully aware of that. And we would like our students who are not Chinese to be more fully aware of that. And one of the things that we would like to perhaps achieve through links with institutions in China is to have more Scottish, UK, European students actually come to China and spend some time here so they gain a much deeper understanding of what's going on within China.
I think that's very important because it was really our former local government, Strathclyde Region, that sent me to live and work in China that opened my eyes to what was happening here. And I was able to take that back to Scotland and tell people about this.
Yes, I mean, I had a very similar experience. I, as an undergraduate, read all the textbooks about what was going on in the wider world. But somebody once said to me that if you actually want to understand the world outside Scotland, outside the UK, you've got to go and live in it. Once you go to live overseas in China or wherever, you learn so much by osmosis. You learn much, much more than you can ever learn from a textbook. By seeing people operating, talking to them, engaging with them.
When I was young, your concept of China really came from the Canton Express restaurant on Sucky Hall Street. That was your kind of vision, that was your horizon.
Oh, things have changed fundamentally in the last 20, 30 years. It's changed fundamentally, I think, in both directions. There is now much greater understanding within Scotland, UK and Europe about the importance of China within the world economy. It is impossible to ignore China. It has developed so dramatically. It's now the subject to much discussion within Europe, within the UK, within Scotland. And it's also interesting for me that when I talk to students who've come to the UK or to Glasgow from China, how many of them now understand or have heard of Adam Smith and Adam Smith's philosophy. 20 to 30 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case.
And it's interesting that Glasgow University is now the centre for a Confucius Institute.
Yes, I mean, I'm delighted to say that at the front gates of the University of Glasgow, there is a Confucius Institute. We have been to visit the Hanban today. We have plans to develop Glasgow's role in relation to the Confucius Institute, and recently a new director has been appointed. So we see that developing in a very constructive way and helping to aid the understanding of China, Chinese studies, Chinese language, Chinese culture, not just within the university, but within the broader community in Scotland.
Who'd ever have thought that we sat together in the introductory Freshers' Week lecture at the McCann's building in Strathclyde University many moons ago, and here we are sitting in Beijing, city we knew very little about. In fact, we didn't even call it Beijing.
Yes, that's undoubtedly true. I mean, one of the great things I have found over the years is the unpredictability of what's going to happen next. You cannot actually predict when you're 18, 19, what's going to happen to you much later in life.
I'm sure we're going to meet up again. I'm sure you'll be making your way back over here.
I'm sure I will. I mean, China is very important to us. We wish to develop our connections here. And it will be a relationship that we see not just in terms of the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, but over the next 25 to 30 years.
And I'm very glad to see the way that Glasgow University has developed and a relationship here with China. It was wonderful to talk with Principal Muscatelli last year and also to meet with yourself and talk about the changes And, you know, although Beijing's my home, Glasgow's my heartland.
Yes, I mean, I think it is the case for many people who've lived in Glasgow, who've studied in Glasgow, that it becomes part of you. It becomes built into your DNA. I am not a Glaswegian by birth, but I've lived there a while. I now regard myself as a Glaswegian.
I still have the photograph when I was about 4 years old, family pushing us in a pram up by the bowling green at Kelvin Grove Park, parents pointing fingers up the hill to Glasgow University. One of the proudest moments for them was coming in to the midwifery turret in the quadrangle, walking up the stair and seeing their son's name on the door of his office at Glasgow University.
No, I think that's the kind of thing that parents love, and it is consistent with the kind of philosophy we talked about at the very beginning of this interview, where the Scottish tradition has always been that education is available, it's accessible to people from all groups of society, and you can end up working there if you're very lucky.
That's right, Jim. And in the early days, university education was reserved for the few, the elite. Today, Scotland, it's a meritocracy. It's based on your ability, not on your finance, and that's a great thing.
Yes, that's undoubtedly the case. And one of the things that is very important, particularly for Scottish undergraduates, is that the Scottish Government pays tuition fees for Scottish undergraduates in order to allow students to go to university regardless of their background.
And that's why we've got so many great academics in Scotland, because we've opened up the talent that was there and given people a chance. And that's certainly where I came from, Jim.
But it's not just something that's happened over the last 20 years or 30 years. There has been a massive opening up of education since the mid-1960s, but the whole tradition of education in Scotland and the importance of access goes back centuries.